Did you know you can opt out of winter? With Vrbo, save up to $1,500 for booking a month-long stay. When thousands of sunny homes are waiting for you, why subject yourself to the cold? Put the snow shovel down, put the parka back in the closet, and don't you dare scrape another windshield. Slip into some flip-flops, consider a sunless tan, and use the monthly stays filter to save up to $1,500. Book your warm getaway at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's ups and downs, especially those pesky mental health hurdles. Ever feel like you're stuck in a rut? Like some past experience keeps dragging you down, holding you back from moving forward? You're not alone, trust me. Today we're diving deep into something powerful, the incredible ability to forgive yourself and others as a key to healing from depression. Now, before you start rolling your eyes and thinking, forgiveness? That's so cliche, hear me out. We're not talking about some airy-fairy concept that magically erases pain. This is about acknowledging the hurt, understanding its roots, and choosing to release it, for your own well-being, plain and simple. It's like letting go of a heavy backpack you've been carrying for years, finally feeling the lightness of unburdening yourself. Let's get real here. Depression often stems from past hurts, whether they're self-inflicted or caused by others. We hold on to resentment, anger, guilt. These emotions become like little chains binding us to the past. They drain our energy, cloud our judgment, and make it difficult to move forward with joy and purpose. So, how does forgiveness break those chains? It's about recognizing that dwelling on the past keeps you trapped in a cycle of pain. It's acknowledging that everyone makes mistakes, ourselves included, and understanding that holding on to anger won't change what happened. Forgiveness isn't condoning bad actions. It's about choosing to heal and grow, freeing yourself from the grip of bitterness. Remember, forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and often, some serious self-compassion. Be patient with yourself. You don't have to forgive overnight. Start small. Maybe it's forgiving yourself for past mistakes, or taking steps towards understanding someone who hurt you. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember as you embark on this journey. 1. Forgiveness isn't about forgetting. It's about acknowledging the pain, processing it, and choosing not to let it control your present and future. Think of it like learning from a difficult experience. You don't erase the lesson, but you use it to grow wiser. 2. It's for you, not them. Forgiveness isn't a gift you give to the person who hurt you. It's a gift you give yourself. It liberates you from their power over your emotions and allows you to reclaim your peace of mind. 3. It takes courage. It's easier to stay angry, to hold on to resentment. Forgiveness requires bravery, the courage to acknowledge your pain, let go of control, and choose healing. Remember, you're stronger than you think. 4. Start small. Don't try to forgive everything at once. Pick one thing, a past event, a specific person, even a negative thought pattern, and focus on releasing it. Celebrate each small victory, because they add up. 5. Seek support. You don't have to go through this alone. Talk to a therapist, join a support group, confide in trusted friends or family. Sharing your journey can provide valuable insight and emotional support. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah. She's been struggling with depression for years, replaying a hurtful argument with her brother over and over in her mind. The anger and resentment are eating her alive, making it impossible to move forward. But then she decides to try something different. She starts by acknowledging the hurt, recognizing that both she and her brother were flawed in that moment. She takes time to understand his perspective, realizing he wasn't intentionally trying to cause pain. She doesn't forget what happened, but she chooses to release the anger, replacing it with compassion and understanding. Guess what? Sarah starts to feel lighter. She can finally focus on her own healing, building stronger relationships, and living a more fulfilling life. Forgiveness didn't erase the past, it gave her the power to move beyond it, reclaiming her joy and well-being. Remember, forgiveness isn't about condoning wrongdoings. It's about choosing to heal, grow, and break free from the shackles of bitterness. It's a powerful tool that can transform your life, leading you towards greater peace, happiness, and self-love. So, take those first steps today. Start by acknowledging your pain, understanding its roots, and choosing to release it. Remember, forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate each victory along the way, and know that you're worth it. Ready to step into a lighter, more fulfilling life? Share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing this message, leave a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, keep moving forward.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.